You're listening to Fakeologist Radio Conference Call, another Fakeologist service to connect like-minded skeptics who want to share their ideas with like-minded individuals. Unlike audio chat, all you need is a telephone, whether it be a hard line or a soft line like Skype. Go to fakeologist.com/CC and learn how to participate or start a call. And hear it later on fakeologist.com. To comment on this call, find the post at audiochat.fakeologist.com and scroll through the archives. Now, on with the call.
212. I'm just here in the Fakeologist conference call, fakeologist.com/CC, waiting for Unreal. Unreal, one of the leading EGI researchers at fakeologist.com. We're just waiting for him now. Unreal, you made it to the fakeologist.com/CC conference call. Congratulations.
Thanks.
We have all kinds of backups at this site in case of emergency.
Yeah, I'm having a choppy Wi-Fi connection when I tried to use TeamSpeak. So it's like I tried to connect with another computer, but it didn't work. It was too old operating system.
Well, it's time to upgrade. Forced obsolescence and all that, Unreal.
No, it's it's the nihilism of Apple computers that is bugging me, because I got a modern computer, but it doesn't have an Ethernet port on it. So
yeah,
the dongle I got, it don't work. So
this ports without Ethernet is, or computers without Ethernet, that's just not good. There's nothing better than a wired connection.
Yeah, it's like an iPhone without the mini jack. But
yeah,
I think they're doing that on purpose. Like their assignment is to impose like self-destructive features, like taking away things that are actually useful, you know?
Well, I don't use Apple. I don't like Apple much, and I prefer just an open architecture where other people can create products, and that's always been the IBM PC architecture, where anyone can build something and make it work, and it works pretty well. Not perfectly, because they don't have strict controls over everything, but it's a protocol that most people follow, and it works pretty well overall. So thanks for listening to the humble. Yeah.
Yep.
Thanks for listening in. What were your impressions of today's broadcast? I always like feedback from my.
No, I think it was kind of a friendly tone to the conversation, but it's difficult to present many topics that they are not familiar with in such a short time. So I guess, is it Fred or is it Humble that you are most in contact with?
Humble.
Yeah, so Fred is a little bit more skeptical. He's like not really, he hasn't even looked into 9/11.
Yeah, he's not into it at all. It's Humble Howard that's been into it, and he's still stuck in all kinds of 9/11 rabbit holes that he can't get out of, so he's kind of humorous. But I think we might have another meeting. He wanted to do an interview, or have me do an interview in his studio, because he says his equipment is better, which it probably is, but he wanted to do another session, but not a live session, because he doesn't can have the capability to go live without the company helping him, and that would be the serious simulated.
So what would he bring you on to discuss then?
Oh, we just wanted to talk more about 9/11 and all those kind of areas. I'm not sure he wants to do EGI, but we'll see. I need practice.
Yeah, that's a very tough topic. It's a little bit far out for most. I mean, like he's on the public airways, maybe just opening his eyes to 9/11 and no planes is a big achievement in itself.
Yeah, I think we were talking off air today, and he still thinks there were drones. So he likes the drone theory. But he's also a pilot, so he kind of contradicts his own theory, saying he doesn't see how a plane could be steered at that altitude, that big. And so he has some knowledge about flying, but, of course, not that size of a plane that was allegedly reported that day. But Fred mostly felt sympathy for me. He thinks that I'm a tortured soul and this is not healthy, and he wonders how I can get on with life. But it's actually the reverse. It actually is a relief for me. I'm not worried about the people of London because I know this is 99% stage drill.
Yeah, it's like as they are representing the news themselves, maybe older conspiracies are more in their line of acceptance, kind of like if you talk about nuclear or you talk about John F. Kennedy or 9/11, it's like it's in the past, so they're like allowed to criticize it and think differently about it. But current terror event, they would never be able to admit could be staged.
Did you think this was a useful venture to go and promote the site on a nationally or North America-wide broadcast?
It's a two-edged sword somehow, but I would say that their audience are not agents, and whoever might find your website through that show can, you know, inform themselves. So it's like I think it is worth it, because also for you it's a good exercise to talk to people that are not awakened. It's like we live in the world with all these other people, so it's like we somehow must learn how to talk to them, what can work and what cannot work.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah, because Howard is halfway there. He's halfway, so he's a little easier than Fred.
But I think you did a good job to convey the fact that you are not living a miserable life because you are investigating these subjects. You know, I thought that was a good point to make.
Yeah, he's a very, very good host in terms of controlling the conversation. I'll give him all his due regards in that respect. He's just very... Hold on one sec.
Det norsk telefonnummer.
Yeah, he's very very good at controlling the conversation. And he would not let me... I could have said 100 more things, but many times the hand went up, which meant don't talk.
Yeah, but you did talk on many different topics, and it's true that... when we start to count all the different theories we are been in touch with, it's like it's so many. So
today it never ends. He is right that the fakery never ends. It just seems endless, and it's overwhelming to the average person.
Yeah, but is it a big show, or you listen? Is it every morning?
Yeah, it's every morning. I download it every morning. I don't subscribe to simulated services, and therefore I never like listening live, because if I'm doing something I have to get out of the, go in and out and do my errands, I miss stuff. So I always prefer downloading, because that way I can pause things and carry on. But the show is live in the morning, and that's why Uninstall Media, he was great. Thanks for calling in. If you're listening, Uninstall Media, that was great. Uninstall Media wasn't listening because he doesn't have a subscription, so he just dropped in, and lucky he just dropped in the middle of a conversation that they were already having amongst themselves. So I think he got terminated quickly because it wasn't quite with the flow of the show at that point, but he wouldn't know because he couldn't have been listening.
Yeah.
So it was funny. I thought it was great that at least one person called in. John Humanity was supposed to call in. I gave him the number, but he obviously did not. I don't know how far John Humanity would have got with Humble anyway. Humble would have cut him off quickly.
Yeah, depending on what the subject was. But, of course, if you call in, normally it's more to ask a question. So they would demand to ask you a question.
Yeah, but I have a lot more to talk about. So we'll see if I can get more into what we like to talk about next time we convene. We'll see if we can get more into things.
Yeah, and you did have him on.
Yes, I had him on before, but he didn't have much time the last time either. He only gave me about 15 minutes. He didn't know who I was at that point anyway.
Yeah, wait one second. Yep, I'm back.
Yeah. I thought it was fun. I thought it was interesting. I wasn't sure how to approach it because you only get little 10-second pockets of time. I actually was able to talk a lot longer than I thought without getting cut off, which is great. You got to be careful not to take a breath because he'll cut right in when you take a breath.
Yeah, they're really pros, those two. Good radio voices and good delivery.
Oh, yeah, I enjoy them. They talk about a lot of funny stuff, a lot of different stuff. And it's the future of radio, I think. They don't have the financial model properly yet, but they're able to make money. So I give them a lot of credit for getting me on. I'm not sure he has any kind of censorship or editorship above him. I'm not sure he gets paid anything much from the satellite radio. I'm not sure about that. So they don't have much of a budget for Canadian stuff because we're only the size of California. But it was fun. It was interesting. Still hanging on Unreal? I think Unreal dropped off there. Still there, Unreal? And Unreal dropped off. Maybe he'll come back.
Hi, I'm Shay from Ireland. I would like to recommend Fakeologist.com for all your truth.